Finding strategies to save on your food budget can be a great way for families to maximize their budget. Even if you're already receiving benefits such as SNAP benefits or food and nutrition services, getting more out of a budget can be a challenge. The More in My Basket program can help you apply for food nutrition services to see if you are eligible for SNAP benefits. But in addition to it, their website, morefood.org, has a lot of information, a lot of blog articles, recipes, tips on a variety of ways to enjoy your food while saving money. So today we're going to share some money saving tips for your child's school lunches. So the More in My Basket program has adapted the Take Charge America list of tips to help you plan and prepare school lunches that are both nutritious for the children and beneficial for your bank account. So first and foremost, instead of constantly spending money to replace brown paper bags or plastic zipper bags, they do, of course, have reusable lunch bags that your families can use multiple times in a variety of different situations. If you replace your disposable sandwich bags with reusable food containers, you can take this item off your grocery list, and that can help you save long term and helps you avoid too much waste. You also want to involve your children in the meal planning. Ask your kids what they would prefer to eat. Something like that can go a long way in planning their lunches, as well as teaching them about decision-making process. Now, we do want to have a nutritional component for that. So we do want to try to teach them that there are certain options that are better than others. So maybe you don't give them free rein because they're going to say, I want the pizza Lunchable, or I want the chicken nuggets, or whatever else. But you can ask them, okay, between this and this, both a somewhat healthier choice, which would you prefer? For older kids, this could also be kind of an introduction to budgeting. Allowing them to choose food items they enjoy within reason, making sure their lunch is still nutritious. You can buy certain things in bulk. Spending a little bit more up front can reduce the cost per serving. Bulk purchases can help your money or your SNAP benefits go further and reduce how much of your own money you'll have to spend. Family size or larger portions of products such as trail mix, dried fruits, yogurt, applesauce, all of those things will provide more snacks for more lunches. But again, be sure that you can use the quantity before it becomes stale. I know sometimes I'll go to some of these big box stores and I'm going to get something in bulk, and the chips or the whatever product will go stale before I eat that much of it, especially if it's something that I'm not going to eat that often. Or that's not good for me, and I shouldn't eat that much as well. But you do want to watch portion sizes. If you're buying it in bulk and instead of individually wrapped, you still want to do that. So keeping track of your child's food habits at home can also help you when you're preparing their lunch. If you notice that they only eat half a sandwich at home, instead of making a full sandwich, I would just give my child a half of a sandwich. And then I'd give them some other stuff to kind of fill in that lunchbox. I'd start with smaller portions and increase as needed. Children are not likely to tell you when they're wasting their food or they're throwing it away, or maybe even giving it away to other people. Leftovers are a wonderful thing. When you're cooking meals for your family, a good strategy is to prepare enough to create lunches so that you have leftovers for the next day or two with those leftovers. Keep in mind, again, there may not be a way to heat up leftovers in school. I know certain schools, especially as the kids get older, might have access to microwaves, but you want to focus on leftovers that they can eat both cold or hot, such as pasta or chicken dishes. A cooked whole chicken can be deboned and used for chicken salads, sandwiches, or pasta dishes. And we want to make sure that you leave room for flexibility. If your budget allows, then do some price comparisons between how much you would spend every week when you're sending your kids to school with packed lunches versus how much it would cost to buy them lunch at school. Especially for those of us who have more than one child attending school, you may not always have the time to prepare lunches for all of them in the morning before you leave for school. So you might have to do a little meal prep or planning the night before. Choosing a couple of days a week when your kids could buy lunch from school could help you with those busy mornings. We just want to provide more resources. So from the North Carolina Cooperative Extension Service and our More in My Basket program, again, you can visit them at morefood.org. Thanks for tuning in this week and happy April.